Yua Mokri, Master Trainer of NLP. This podcast is about part 3 of my book, It's Time. This part is subtitled, Change the World. If now is all there is, and if my experience of the physical world is a reflective projection of my own consciousness, it makes me wonder why I'm having this particular experience in this particular time frame. The spirit of our times is often labelled using the German word Zeitgeist. When you look at the world today, what do you see? What do you think the spirit of our times is? I think that today humanity is facing a multitude of challenges. Most of them are asking us to fundamentally redefine the idea of what being human really means, both now and in the future. Over the past 500 years, humanity has made significant technological progress. But this progress has come at a cost. Over the last 250 years in particular, we've been unwittingly polluting our environment. And now we're just waking up to this fact. The impact of the current increase of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere will cause a rise in global mean temperature over the next 100 years. The only question is by how much. Even an increase of 2 degrees centigrade will make certain parts of the planet uninhabitable, due to sea level rise, or due to desertification. On top of this, our political and economic structures, which have supported our technological and social progress, are now failing us. In the West in particular, we have focused our thinking in the physical, and thereby measured success and happiness in material terms. By doing so, we've created political and economic systems that naturally produce massive wealth imbalances. Systems which are also unable and unwilling to remedy the environmental impact that we're making. These are challenges that we can solve, but solving them demands us to change our thinking about human life on Earth. We will need to change our political systems to make the people and the politicians more accountable. We need to change our money and our economic systems so that they reflect abundance rather than scarcity. We need a new energy source, something which I think we can uncover using this new way to understand reality. And we need to become more spiritual, but much, much less religious. And our challenges do not stop there. This may well be a very controversial subject for people to discuss or consider. Nevertheless, also present in our zeitgeist is the fact that there are unidentified flying objects, UFOs, in our skies. In a modern sense, this story starts near Roswell, New Mexico in the summer of 1947, with rumours of a crashed flying disc. Since then, there have been thousands of good quality sightings made by reliable witnesses. It seems to me that there's much more to the UFO phenomenon than governments or the mainstream media care to let on about. All of these things together. Climate change, failing political and economic structures, dysfunctional spiritual systems, and the curiosity of UFOs are much easier to face up to and deal with from this new understanding of human existence that I'm presenting in my book. In this third part, I review how humans have managed to get to where they are today. How is today working out for us? What seems to be our problem? And what can we do about it? You may not think that there's much that you can do to change the world, but in a world where time is an illusion and everything is a projection of your consciousness, you do not need to change the world. What you do instead is change your thinking and your life, and the world you experience changes. To quote Sunni mystic Rumi, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise, so I'm changing myself." I hope you enjoy reading my book, and I look forward to seeing you soon at one of my upcoming events. Bye for now.